Anthony, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, yourself?
Quite good, thank you. Firstly, what are your thoughts about a potential US President Oprah Winfrey?
Well, mixed thoughts. On the one hand, it would be an improvement on the current president. On the other hand, it would be a continuation of the combination of entertainment and politics, the turning of politics into celebrity, which I think has had such a damaging effect upon politics overall. Now, this wouldn't be entirely Oprah Winfrey's fault, of course, but it would be the fault of a system which imagines somehow that she can be a saviour of all that has gone wrong. There are plenty of good candidates, a few I could specify, within the Democratic Party and independently. Of course, you've still got Bernie Sanders in the field. And to focus on Oprah Winfrey as a potential candidate ignores the absence of her political stance regarding all sorts of important issues, from U.S. foreign policy to U.S. economic policy to issues like of the relate to economic policy, like financial regulation, the Occupy movement, and so on. I mean, there are so many people who, you know, gave very fine talks that didn't get the same publicity to, say, the Occupy movement or to the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, let's mention one black woman in that context who recently spoke in Sydney, or not too long ago spoke in Sydney, and that, of course, is Patrice Cullors, who was one of the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement. So when you're talking about people who are political candidates, they have to, in my mind, have a political history that is more profound than Oprah Winfrey's. And one might also argue, in qualification of my support for the Black Lives Matter movement, that you would also want greater administrative experience in the political arena than those activists have had. And there are a few candidates I could point to in that regard. That's not in any way to take away from the quality of Oprah Winfrey's speech, but it is not a speech that qualifies her as a presidential candidate.
Right, yeah. And we started with Ronald Reagan, and now we've got Donald Trump as US president, and now we've even got celebrities such as Kanye West, The Rock, and, well, now even potentially Oprah Winfrey expressing interest in running during the 2020 election.
Yeah, and George Clooney.
There's a lot of them. Is the US political system turning into a celebrity circus, do you think?
Well, you've got to distinguish between those who have a political history and also happen to be celebrities. And that includes someone like Matt Damon, for example, who has come into some controversy over the current sexual harassment issues. But Damon has a political history. George Clooney has a partial political history. Oprah Winfrey's political history is more marginal than that. Ronald Reagan's political history was, quite significant, particularly in terms of various campaigns, but most specifically his governorship of California. Now, Winfrey hasn't got that sort of experience, and I'm not for a moment endorsing either of the male actors, Damon or Clooney, that I just mentioned. But they have taken stands on political issues that date back quite a way, and a broader, well, particularly with regard to Matt Damon, are broader in their progressive appeal than that of Oprah Winfrey. And I would want to single out Oprah Winfrey's foreign policy stances that one can, as one can determine them. I mean, she had, one of her episodes of her famous program devoted to propagandists for the invasion of Iraq, including the atrocious person, Ahmed Shalabi, who really was responsible for spreading the great lies that got us into that war. So she has a shall we say, a mixed record on political issues, or an unknown record on certain political issues. And that contrasts her with, you know, a lot of the people, some of whom I've mentioned already. But, you know, I mean, let's stress Bernie Sanders in that regard. He has a very strong political record that relates not only to movement politics. What movement? What movement has Oprah Winfrey really been a part of? Bernie Sanders has been a part of a number of movements, but he's also been mayor of a city, mayor of Burlington, Vermont. He's been a House of Representatives member for a number of years for Vermont. He's been a junior senator for Vermont for a number of years, and so on. And of course, he was a potential candidate last year, and is still being talked of because his ratings in the polls are so high. He is still by far the most popular American politician, who's a presidential candidate at any rate, out there. But there are others, and the most obvious one is within the Democratic fold is Elizabeth Warren, the senior senator from Massachusetts, whose record on economic issues is very significant, and in particular her stances and speeches on inequality. But there's also, well, let's go across to, you know, perhaps the most significant state in America, at least economically and in other ways, and there is a black woman, Representative Kamala Harris, who has been a senator there since 2017, but she served as Attorney General in California from 2010, and that was virtually two terms. And she's got a significant record, and she's got a significant profile as well. And one can't forget also in that league of candidates. But I particularly mentioned Kamala Harris because she is a black woman. But there's also the senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, who's being mentioned. There are many others one could mention, but these are ones I'd like to focus on, and particularly think that Kamala Harris is worth looking at very closely. And if you're dealing with California, of course, you can't write off Governor Jerry Brown, who keeps sort of appearing on the American political scene. Second time as governor of California. He was mayor of Oakland for a period and was a potential candidate a number of years ago for the Democratic Party. He didn't get the nomination, of course, but he can't be written off entirely, because when Bernie Sanders is being considered seriously as a candidate, then I think you have to put aside that question of age for a while, you know, despite Jerry Brown's age.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of potential candidates out there. If you're just tuning in to Drive this afternoon, we're speaking with Dr. Anthony Ashbolt, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Studies at the University of Wollongong, about why we're so obsessed with celebrities in politics. Now, Anthony, do you think Australian politics will in turn become more focused on which candidate can harness celebrity power, just like the US has seen?
Well, the United States has a particular interest, because of Hollywood, of course, in the politics of celebrity and the whole culture industry, the entertainment industry. It's been a powerful driving force in American history to an extent that our entertainment industry, to a great extent, and our entertainment industry doesn't share quite that same a path, trajectory, or power. Why the convergence? Well, it goes back to the Kennedy-Nixon debates, of course, in terms of the connection between television and politics. The increasing importance of the media, of course, has given celebrity a particular role to play in the political environment, and given specific celebrities a particular role to play. Now, let me make it clear, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be any connection whatsoever between entertainment and politics or between celebrities and politics. What I want to stress, however, is that the politics should be supreme. It should determine what the focus is, so that we should be aware of where people stand on all sorts of issues, as we are aware with regard to Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. We're not aware with regard to certain celebrities, including Oprah Winfrey, about what her stance is on financial regulation, drone warfare, all of those sorts of really significant issues that we need to be aware of. So what I'm suggesting is that when you get to the point where entertainment and celebrity swallows up politics, you've got to the point where politics has become simply another brand. And we can't get away from the branding of politics, but we can get away from or stand some distance from politics becoming simply another brand, another consumer choice, because that takes away from our power as citizens and turns us into consumers rather than democratic activists.
Right. And finally, do you think this emphasis on celebrities and politics as branding...
Sorry, I just slightly missed that.
That's all right. Do you think this emphasis on celebrities in politics could rub a band back towards more scientists and experts in government?
I missed the last half of the...
That's okay. Do you think it could rub a band back towards having more scientists and experts in government rather than... this emphasis on celebrities?
Although there could be a backlash, as it were, against celebrities.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, because I don't think we can entirely take that celebrity element out of politics, precisely because of the kind of convergence I've been talking about of entertainment and politics. We simply have to guard against the swallowing up of politics by the culture industry. So that it becomes just another, well, not just brand. By branding, I mean just another commodity. Politics reduced to a commodity. The triumph of experts is not necessarily the answer, because I can point to historical periods, one period that is of particular interest to me, and I've written at length about, of course, is the Vietnam period in the 1960s and 1970s. And we had plenty of experts governing politics in America at that time who drove us into a war crime. The same is true of Iraq. So the solution isn't necessarily political experts. The solution, rather, is political activists with a connection to the democratic process, who know what they're talking about, who know what the issues are, but aren't swamped by a kind of language of expertise which serves a bureaucratic military machine.
Right, that's very interesting. Well, Anthony, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you.